From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A woman facing charges including assault on a police officer. Early Sunday morning, Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies dispatched to the 4th Street entrance of the Humboldt County Courthouse for the report of a woman causing a disturbance. Upon arrival, they found 28-year-old Sarah Ford vandalizing newspaper dispensers outside the building. As a deputy tried to place her under arrest, Ford assaulted the deputy with a glass object. Ford continued to struggle with deputies as she was taken into custody. She was booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on charges including resisting arrest, disorderly conduct under the influence of alcohol, and violation of probation. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Marine Unit joining a nationally coordinated effort to educate boaters about the dangers of boating while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Operation Dry Water, a year-round national campaign focused on raising awareness about boating under the influence. Alcohol use, the leading known contributing factor in recreational boater deaths and a leading contributor in boating accidents. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Marine Unit asking boaters to help keep everyone safe by not drinking alcohol while on the water or operating a boat after you've consumed alcohol. Also, there will be an annual Operation Dry Water Heightened Awareness Enforcement Weekend happening June 29th through July 1st. Caltrans District 1 Career Fair happening Thursday between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., 921 Waterfront Drive in Eureka. There'll be information booths, hiring assistance, career counseling for residents of Humboldt, Mendocino, Del Norte, and Lake counties. Among the areas of focus, human resources, IT, planning, construction, and environmental planning. You can make your home more efficient through a state program, the Residential Energy Efficiency Loan Program. Part of the California Hub for Energy Efficiency Financing, works with California lenders who offer real financing. The borrowers choose from a long list of energy-efficient projects designed to make their homes more efficient and more comfortable. REALS helped finance more than 180 projects, more than $3 million in financing through California's investor-owned utility services areas. Redwood Prep and the Youth Service Bureau are celebrating their partnership aimed at helping to eliminate food insecurity among Humboldt County's runaway and homeless youth. The concept will use recycled backpacks for food distribution. It was brought to Redwood Prep by the director of YSB. The agency's street outreach program, Raven, will use the backpacks to package non-perishable foods for youth unable to access food programs over weekends. In response, Redwood Prep is conducting a backpack drive, Backpack Give Back. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.